Looking ahead, though, John, the Super Bowl window as a concept, right? Lions had a chance last year in the NFC title up 17 points. They had a chance this year as the one seed at home. Neither year results in a berth in the Super Bowl. Dan Campbell was asked about losing these coordinators and whether the Super Bowl window was still open. This is what he had to say.
He's right.
So what's your answer if I asked you?
Are they still in the Super Bowl window? 100%. Yes. Answer is yes.
How open is the window? Can you put a number of years on it?
I mean, I would, as everything stands right now, a minimum of 3 years going forward. I'm not just talking about the last two that we had saying, well, there's one more year because, and he mentioned it in regards to key players in pivotal roles across their roster. Your quarterback, he's locked up. Amon-Ra St. Brown just got locked up. Penei Sewell just got locked up. You know, Jameson Williams, the question for him, and we'll talk about this throughout, you know, as the offseason progresses, is he's going into his fourth year. Are you going to pick up that fifth year option? And if the answer is yes, okay, you got at least two more years with him. Tim Patrick. Okay, that's we've seen over the last couple of years, that's kind of an interchangeable piece and part. They'll find somebody that's going to be good there. I like Tim Patrick. Love to see him for maybe one more year, but he's had injury issues in his career. He's getting older. Defensively, you're going to be getting back Aiden Hutchinson, who they're probably going to extend this year, just like they did Penei Sewell last year. Ali McNeil, re-signed him. DJ Reader's got another year on his contract. Pascal is still locked up for, 2 years? You know, so, and then you look at the linebackers. I don't see Anzalone going anywhere. In fact, they just re-upped him last year. Jack Campbell, still young. Kirby Joseph, that's the guy that you're going to have to lock up, but I think that they will. Brian Branch, young. Tyrion Arnold, young. Like, Amik Robertson. If you look at losing Carlton Davis, you've got a guy that they could step in there. Now you're going to have to get Tyrion Arnold to progress from year one to year two, which I think he will. But you've got a lot of really good players at all those positions.
I would put it in terms of like when a player signs a contract. I think it's a 2 year window with an option for more. I say 2 years because I don't know if Ragnow's here beyond 2 years.
Right.
In 2 years, all these contracts they signed really hit the books in an aggressive way, and you'll feel a cap crunch. In the next 2 years, they'll have had to make decisions on Branch and Joseph, and maybe they can't keep both and can only keep one. Same with Sam Laporta in there. Jack Campbell, Alex Anzalone will be up in the next 2 years. In the NFL, we see about a 3 or 4 year time period with a group, and then parts have to be swapped out. Now, that's where I bring the option in. If Brad Holmes is putting more coal in the furnace and he's drafting more all pros in the second, third, and fourth round, well, then the window extends beyond 2 years. But as this group is constituted, I envision Taylor Decker is gone in the next 2 years, and Frank Ragnow is gone after 2 years. And this offensive line, which has been a strength, could look very different. Ideally, Giovanni Manu and Christian Mahogany are starters and very good starters. I don't know. So I would tell you have 2 years as currently constituted. And if that seems too short, I would just stress to people, the window is always shorter than you realize. San Francisco 49ers thought this window was going to be much longer than it is, and they are facing some very real harsh realities now. I think 2 years is my number. I don't think it's one. I want to see how they swap these coordinators. I don't know that it's three, though. Because, I just don't know what the roster looks like as these contracts really start to set in.
You can manipulate contracts.
Yeah, you can
and
kick,
we've
kick
seen
money down
other
the road.
Teams,
yeah.
You know, kind of, and I know Gator likes to say that the salary cap is a myth. It's not a myth, but there are a lot of ways that you can be creative to continue to extend your window. And, I mean, look at what the Rams have done. You know, and they had to make some harsh decisions. In fact, they had one guy that they thought they were going to have for a little bit longer in Aaron Donald that just up and retired. And what did they do? They've drafted really good defensive linemen.
Well, that's,
and
that's
impact
the key.
Players. So, that's why I believe right now I'm going to say a minimum of 3 years, because I don't think that Brad Holmes just all of a sudden forgets how to evaluate talent and forgets how to draft. You can replace some of this talent while you're getting the best years of Aleem McNeil, while you're getting the best years of Amon-Ra St. Brown and J-Mo. That's going to be one that's going to be a question. How do you replace that talent? And can you do it in the second, third, fourth rounds? Because let's face it, at 28th, okay, you get the fifth-year option, but the talent pool that you're drafting from is different than it is in the top 10.
Yeah, I mean, I want to be fair. Kirby Joseph's a third-round pick. Amon-Ra St. Brown is a fourth-round pick. These guys,
Mahogany's a sixth-round pick.
And the first two are all pros, and Mahogany has some upside.
Some. He's got a lot of upside.
Yeah, I think he played very well. You just won't have access to the Penei Sewells and the Aiden Hutchinsons of the world, which are bedrocks, and you already drafted them. I say it's two. You guys tell us, 248-539-9797. And because we know tomorrow isn't promised, and because Dan Campbell himself has said they may have already had their best shot, I do want to see a more aggressive offseason. We know they inquired about Max Crosby this last season. He's starting to talk a little bit and starting to connect. I would be aggressively pursuing Max Crosby. Win the Super Bowl now, because it already feels like they've wasted two very good chances. What you don't want to do is swap out two coordinators, play a tougher schedule, fall short again next, and you're going, we're burning really good years right now. I think you got to be very careful operating under the idea that it's just going to go on forever. I think as great a job as Brad Holmes has done, do we really expect him to be drafting 3 and 4 all pros every year? I think a little bit of that is unicorny. I don't know that that's going to continue every single year in perpetuity.
Unicorny. I haven't heard that one before. That's a good one. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it doesn't happen like this every year. Even his last draft. Did they draft 3 all pros in the last draft?
No, they didn't have as many bites at the apple.
Right. That's kind of where this is going, is what I'm saying.
But I also think, and I don't think anybody thinks that it's an endless window.
Right.
It's not going to go on forever. Yes, there are going to be years where you're going to have to take some hits, rebuild. How do you win games, enough games to get into the playoffs and have a shot at doing something in those years while you are waiting for your cap to reset and be able to spend some more money and, you know, keep some guys that you are drafting. And that's, okay, it's somewhat a, you know, you have a lot of riches right now.
Yeah.
And how do you manage while you're rich, where the money's going? How long you're going to extend guys, and can you tap into, very much like New England did in that 20-year run that they had under Belichick and Brady, the ability to go get some veteran guys that maybe haven't won a Super Bowl in their career, and they've made a bunch of money, and they're looking to, what I need is a ring. I need a legacy. I made a bunch of money. I want a chance to win it all. Detroit is one of those destinations where people will want to go when they're still productive to win a ring.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
248-539-9797. Dan Campbell says the window is very much open, that they have their core. They're signed here. They're locked up. And he really cited the culture, the identity, and the fact that that is going to remain in place even without Ben Johnson, even without Aaron Glenn.
That stays here as long as Dan Campbell's here.
Yeah. And again, offensively, it feels like he sets the tone, collaborative, but he has set the tone offensively. He's been super involved since late 2021 when they moved on from Anthony Lynn. Defensively, we don't know what's going to happen there. But it feels like the defense should be better next year just because of the personnel that will be on the field instead of in the training room.
Right. And you're going to have a draft.
Yeah.
And you're going to be able to add talent in that draft. You're going to have free agency. And I don't expect them to go all wild and crazy. I do think there is an interesting conversation to have about Max Crosby. And it's going to be, what are you willing to give up? What would Brad Holmes be willing to give up? Because you're going to be talking about first round picks.
Plural.
And what would the Raiders be looking for? Because the 28th pick this year and the, you know, hopefully the 32nd pick next year isn't quite that enticing. So, and they're kind of in that position where there's no path to a stud quarterback for them. There's no path to a quarterback.
Yeah, but you could throw Hendon Hooker in there too.
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay.
I'm saying you
I want to sweeten the deal. But if you're creative and you're looking at an organization like the Raiders that need a path to a quarterback, what's their number one asset? Their number one asset's Max Crosby. How do they leverage him to eventually get to that path?
They're going to have a new coach. They're going to be starting over. Max Crosby has publicly talked about how much he admires what Detroit's doing, appreciates what the Lions have built, how everybody, including his former teammate Amik Robertson, has raved about Dan Campbell in this culture. I don't know that this window is 3 years and beyond. I think it's the next two. I think they should be aggressive in pursuing Max Crosby. I think to fall flat on their face the way they did on Saturday and the way that they blew it the year before in the NFC title game, I don't want to do this like, we'll get them one of these years. I want it to be we're getting them next year. I want, hey, we're chasing the Super Bowl with every ounce of energy that we have right in the offseason.
And you don't want to be just good enough to get in the playoffs.
No.
You want to be good enough to win it all. And you're looking at Pittsburgh going, okay, well, it's nice that they're always in the postseason, but what was it, 7 years, 6 years, 7 years since they've won an actual playoff game?
You don't want to get stuck.
You don't want to get stuck in that realm either.